This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Younger students' test scores in school have bounced back after the COVID-19 pandemic. The nation's 9-year-olds who were in preschool when the pandemic hit have made a significant recovery in reading since 2022 and are now caught up to where 9-year-olds were immediately before the pandemic, according to a national exam. And they are getting closer to being caught up in math. But for American 13-year-olds whose elementary school years were disrupted by the pandemic, there has not been the same recovery. And overall, many students are worse off than they were in the early 2010s when test scores in the U.S. peaked. The results come from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, which has tested 9-year-olds and 13-year-olds periodically going back to the 1970s. Notably, some of the student groups that were the most behind saw some of the biggest gains, at least among 9-year-olds. In both math and reading, improvements among younger students were driven by the lowest performers, students in the bottom 25%, who had been losing ground for years, starting well before the pandemic. Since the pandemic, when schools closed and distance learning isolated many students, 9-year-olds from lower-income households made gains, while their more affluent peers were stagnant. In math, black 9-year-olds made up more ground than their white and Hispanic peers, and in reading, students with disabilities posted larger improvements. The lack of progress among 13-year-olds underscores the broader challenges facing American education beyond the pandemic. Students are still missing far more days of school than before the COVID-19 lockdowns, a cultural shift since the pandemic that experts fear is becoming permanent. Teachers say that students are increasingly distracted by screens, both at school and at home. And the share of students who read for fun has declined significantly over the last decade, a sea change documented in the national test's historical data. The city of Bozeman, the city of Missoula, Missoula County, and Northwestern Energy are currently in the process of crafting agreements for the Green Power Program so that local municipalities and industrial businesses can purchase non-carbon-based energy. Northwestern Energy's portfolio of energy generation is currently 55.4% carbon-free, mostly because of hydroelectric generation in dams on Montana rivers. The Green Power Program would give local governments and industrial businesses the option to purchase energy that comes from carbon-free sources. The cities of Bozeman and Missoula and the state's monopoly electricity utility company, Northwestern Energy, are finalizing the agreements, which then must be approved by the Montana Public Service Commission. In recent years, nearby states like Washington and Oregon have passed laws requiring that those states acquire energy that is generated from renewable sources like wind and solar, instead of from fossil fuel-based dirty sources like coal and natural gas. Montana has provided that green energy to other states, while Northwestern Energy also has invested in older, dirtier energy too, like new natural gas-fired electrical generation plants in Laurel and in eastern Montana, and in Colstrip with 2 of Colstrip's 4 coal-fired generating units in operation. Now the cities of Bozeman and Missoula want a green power program to bring cleaner, renewable energy to electricity customers in Montana, in the state in which the renewable energy is generated. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.